Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today we're talking with a graduate of the system seminar, and I'm really appreciative to him for taking the time from what you're going to figure out is a really busy life. Lloyd Irvin, welcome.
How you doing today, Ken?
Good, good. Now, most of the world who knows Lloyd knows of him as a professional athlete and a trainer of professional athletes, but he's also an entrepreneur and an owner of multiple businesses. So let's talk a little bit about the athletic side and the competition side and then the business side and then how the system helped him. So, Lloyd, if I remember all this correctly, and I'm always trying to keep this straight, twice world champion Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, two-time world champion.
U.S. Judo champion.
Yes.
U.S. Russian Sambo champion.
Yes.
And leaving any big things out?
That's about it, I'm pretty sure.
Those are some pretty big
things,
ones right
but
there.
Yeah, those are the good ones.
Those are the big ones. And now, what a lot of people may not realize is that being a world champion in a sport does not necessarily mean money. If it's pro football or basketball, yeah, maybe. But there's a whole lot of sports where people exhibit, you know, incredible skill that just doesn't ring any cash registers. So, Lloyd, you, in addition to being a world-class athlete, put your focus on marketing. Can you talk a little bit about your businesses that you've developed over the last 10 or so years?
Well, first of all, you're 100% right, like 98% of the world champions, black belts that I know, are broke. And the vast majority of them are struggling with, you know, struggling schools and so forth. And I got quite a while ago that, you know, it's all about marketing. And we're not in the business of whatever we think we're doing with martial arts or dentistry or chiropractic, whatever you think you're doing. We're in the business of sales and marketing. So if I was able to become a champion in martial arts, I could become a champion in other things. And I wanted to focus a champion mindset and champion set a champion goal to become a champion in marketing. So over the last decade, I've created so many businesses I can't even remember. We have a real estate investing company. We have niche info businesses that market to professional services. I have a niche business that does SEO services. As of August 20th, 2010, I started a new business where I teach martial arts, mixed martial arts and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu schools, how to market the business. It's wild. It's been almost a decade I've been doing this with my school, and now for the first time I decided, because people have been begging me and begging me and begging me, sending me at tournaments, sending me emails and begging me to do something for that, and I started doing that for martial arts schools. I have a group called MMA Blueprint. And I started that in August, and I had my second event in January. And like, that's the most fun because I really truly love the martial arts industry and be able to help other people that are world champions and have a regular martial arts schools to be able to provide an income and a lifestyle that, you know, that they deserve, and, you know, be able to take care of their family and still do the art that they love so much and give back to their students. I have lots of business. I have lots of businesses, lots of obscure niches, but everything comes back to the internet marketing stuff I learned from the system seminar.
And one of the things that you do, besides you have a really big training camp in Maryland, which I've visited, is you're a publisher of how-to information in a lot of niches, but especially in the grappling and martial arts niche.
Yeah, the publishing in the martial arts niche is probably one of the first ones I started doing after I got a whole foothold of what's going on at the system. And I have products in that market from health, fitness, how to kick ass, how to lose weight, how to stay getting injured, mental skills, all different types of niches within that niche.
Now, for security reasons, because of an experience you and your family had not too long ago, you've decided to sort of, low-key it about the amount of money that you're making. But without getting too detailed, we could I think it would be fair to say that your businesses are grossing in the seven figures every year.
Oh yeah, making millions of dollars. We had a home invasion a while ago, and the person that did the home invasion ended up being like a serial killer, and they tracked us and all kind of crazy stuff. So I kind of went off the radar over the last few years, but like I said, I want to make sure it's clear that everybody understands that when I first came to the First System Seminar, I wasn't making not a single penny online, and everything I learned from the System Seminar and went on to implement has allowed me to generate millions and millions of dollars. My biggest day I ever had, I'm in $1 million-a-day club. It's been very, very productive and, very nice to be able to enjoy the lifestyle where I can basically do whatever I want and have a good time thanks to the stuff you taught.
This is the last year that I'm going to be putting on a big event. As you can imagine, there are a lot of work, and we're a small company, and we like to be small, and, the strain of a little company putting on these huge things is finally getting to me, I have to admit. So this is the last one. What would you say to somebody who, has heard of, is interested in internet marketing, maybe either as a beginner or even as an advanced pro? This is their last chance to come. There will be no more, I guarantee that. What would you say to somebody who's wondering about whether it's worth their while or not to come?
I mean, in this marketplace, in this IM space, internet marketing, if you're interested in internet marketing, if you already at a high level of internet marketing, if you're in between the middle, if you've never been to a system seminar, the system seminar is like the godfather of all seminars. Everybody that, you have basically spawned all these other events and all these other people. But like the one thing I really highly respect about the system seminar and the last 7-8 years since I first came to the very first one and continue to come to the other ones, can you stay at the highest level of integrity? Because right now there's a lot of spammy, scammy stuff out there. And it's sad because there's a lot of honest individuals like myself. I had a martial arts school, I had a business, I wanted to find a way to make another income stream. I came to your event, I was able to. But there's a lot of people that, follow me on Facebook and are on email me and stuff trying to ask for guidance or say that they went to this other event and, they didn't get anything out about it and they spent all this money and nothing happened. And, and the truth is there's people out there that are doing that. But one thing you can guarantee, the system seminar, you're getting real hard-hitting, up-to-date information that if you apply, it'll work for you. You've never been out here pitching or promoting get rich quick and push a button and the millions of dollars will fall out of the sky. It comes down to implementation. But like I said, if you're serious about learning how the internet business, if you're serious about learning about internet marketing, or you're already in the internet marketing, you want to go to the next level, the system seminar is somewhere that you have to go. And the fact that this is your last event is kind of depressing. The last couple of events I haven't been able to make because I've had fights, tournaments, and events in my martial arts industry happen. And the fact that this is the last one is kind of sad because, like I said, this gave birth to my whole entire existence in internet marketing.
Well, I went to one of when Lloyd talks about an event, just to give you a perspective, I went to one of Lloyd's events in Manchester, England. He was training the guy in the title bout, and this event had 14,000 people in the audience. So yeah, when those things come up, he kind of has to go to the event. I'd say Lloyd, you may be, I haven't really thought it through, but definitely in the top five, definitely the top three, maybe the number one implementer of everything I've taught. And as you know, as a coach and as a trainer, I mean, there is no greater satisfaction than seeing somebody take what you've spent a lot of time learning and organizing and really go with it. And I want to talk a little bit about implementation because I learned something about Lloyd's approach. Not just to business but also life in general, in a conversation we had a couple of months ago, and it was really fascinating. I think everybody could profit from this. Now, Lloyd, even though you're twice world champion Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and U.S. Judo champion and U.S. Russian Samba champion, I mean, really highly, you know, competitive arenas, you didn't grow up doing martial arts. You weren't doing martial arts, you know, through your whole life.
Nope. I started when I was 3 years old and got out of it when I was a kid. Went to, you know, started playing sports, went to college, got out of college, and then my friend gave me a UFC video when I was like 26 years old, and at that point I fell in love with the UFC, so I started, you know, this whole martial arts thing, mixed martial arts and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu when I was actually 26, and in this industry, that's really old.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, to start, yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine, like, anything like boxing or wrestling, people are usually doing it in their early teenage years, all through high school, all through college. I mean, thousands and thousands of hours of training, you know, and then they're ready, you know, for the big time. And for someone to get started at 26, I mean, that's almost, you're kind of in the old man territory at 26.
Right, for sure.
So now here's the thing, and I want everybody to get this. What did you do that allowed you to go from, you know, really not being much of a martial artist at all at 26 to being the world champion? This is really fascinating stuff, and I think everybody can profit from it regardless of whatever field it is you're in.
Well, you know, I'm a big reader and believer and follower of Think and Grow Rich and the whole principle of 97% of the population of the world is going to be losers and they're never going to have money, and the only 3% of the population is going to make it or, you know, retire and be able to retire without having to work, and the whole 97%, 3% loser versus winner thing. And there's certain traits that 97%ers have, there's certain traits that losers have, there's certain traits that winners have, what we call the 3%ers. And, like, it's a simple formula for me. It's like, do you want to be in the 97% or do you want to be in the 3%? Do you want to be a winner or do you want to be a loser? And I have, you know, I've created this thing where every single day that you go to bed, you either go to bed a winner or a loser. And like I said, I have a mantra that I say every morning I wake up. I say, you're one of the best internet marketers in the world. Each and every day you got to go out and prove it. Don't be a loser today. And we, you know, we have these things that we say every day because each and every day you have to be moving forward. You're either moving forward towards your goal or you're moving forward, I mean, backward away from your goal. And so I always say, always try to improve by a minimum of 1% each and every day. So when I started 26 years old, I basically created a system and I found out what are the top black belts, what are the top people in mixed martial arts, the top people in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu doing at the highest level. And I created a system and put all those things together, and I just focused, put 110% focus on what was working. I didn't think about what the latest shiny object was. I didn't think about what you know, people were saying, well, why don't you try this? No. The only thing I'm putting my entire life and focus in on are the things that worked. And I use that system and just rapidly. So the normal person takes about 8 to 10 years to hit 10,000 reps of a certain technique or so forth over their training period. But I figure what would happen if I hit 10,000 reps in 90 days, or what would happen if I hit it in 30 days? Would I receive the benefits of the 10,000 rep point and have it to my system, and it started working, and I just pushed harder and harder. I started repping all my techniques, all my transitions. And within the system, I realized that transitions were much more important than just basic techniques. So, like, one thing that you always taught, you know, landing page, opt-in box, autoresponders, offer, churn, traffic plus conversion equals cash. And it's no different. And so I used that system and became a world champion. I, you know, won a national judo championship, Sambo championship, and, you know, my team is one of the top teams in the world right now, and American Jiu-Jitsu team, like, we're at the top right now. And it's still following the same exact principles, basic, and churn. You know, and I did the same thing for the internet marketing.
So every day you're starting with a clean slate. You're not assuming, hey, I'm great, I'm done, I can now start coasting.
No, cause I know lots of people wake up one day, you know, I mean, go to bed one day, they're doing great, and 50K a day and 100K a day or whatever they're doing, and they wake up in the morning and the plug is pulled. You know, there's lots of stuff going on, you know, the Google Slabs, and where people, you know, relied on one like Dan and I were talking about, the worst number in business is one, where a lot of people relied on Google AdWords traffic, and if they get slapped, they have no traffic. And like I said, your formula was traffic plus conversion equals cash, but if you don't have any traffic, there's nothing to convert. But there's no cash. So I've seen people lose houses and cars and lifestyles and everything. So I'm thankful for each day. But each day I got to keep on grinding, keep on adding new stuff to the pile, add new niches. And like you said, a clean slate 100%. What you did yesterday, people, you're only good at what you do today. And what you did yesterday, you could make $10 million last year. What are you doing this year? Like, you could fall off. So every day fresh.
And also you're not focused on making some massive breakthrough in 10 minutes. You have this approach that I've got to do 1% improvement, but 1% every day relentlessly.
Yeah, well, 1% minimum. But if I can do 100% in one day, I'll do it. But like I said, no matter what, there's never a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that I'm moving backward. I haven't done something towards getting traffic, something towards improving conversion, something towards, you know, making more cash.
So you started taking a look at wrestling, martial arts at 26. When did you win your first Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world title?
2005.
So how old were you then? About 35?
35, yeah.
35. So in 9 years from a non-belt to world champion in a very competitive field, and I know you came to the first system seminar in 2003.
Let me say this again, though. I got a silver in 2000 that haunted me.
Oh, okay. It haunted you.
Yeah. You know, like, this whole win and lose thing, like, losing is losing. Silver is the closest loser. So it hung me for a while. And I had a neck injury, as you know, and I couldn't compete for a long time. So when I competed in 2005, I went against the doctor's orders because, like I said, I couldn't. That loss just haunted me. So I wanted to go back and attempt to become a world champion.
Yeah, actually, let's mention that because that's really important. You had you call it a neck injury, but it was pretty serious.
Yeah, they told me I had spinal fusion. I was paralyzed for a little bit when it first happened. And the thought of not being able to move my arms and legs, not being able to hold my son, it was a scary time back then. I was actually out of commission for 13 months.
But you came back, retrained, and turned that silver into a gold.
Yes, sir.
So, Lloyd, you know, we got a lot of people listening to this call, and they're all, you know, they're in different circumstances, different situations. And one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on this call is you know, the success obviously is a you know, a beacon, you know, making lots of money, lots of successful businesses, the world championships, obviously a beacon. You know, this is, you know, obvious success. But I want to point out to everybody, you know, starting a martial arts career at 26, that's way behind the eight ball. Getting an injury that's paralyzing that ends your training for, would you say, 13 months?
Yep.
I mean, that's a long, I mean, 13 days is a long time to be not training in competitive sports. 13 months is huge. But you hear the methodology. There's a methodology behind this success. You know, is Lloyd a super talented person? I mean, yeah, you could say that, but it wouldn't mean anything if you didn't have this discipline and this approach. And it's pretty simple. Find the best, stick to the fundamentals, wake up every day, it's a clean slate, have as your goal a minimum of 1%, and as Lloyd points out, if you can get 100% one day, why not take it? But no magic here, right? Nobody waved a magic wand and gave you all this stuff.
Nope, not at all. I learned a specialized skill. I took fast action. Had fast implementation. And I got the results. Like if you have a system that's proven to work, and you implement this system, like I say, you're gonna get the results.
And that's what we've been doing with the system seminar now since we named it that in 2002. I was actually teaching internet marketing or experimenting with it, doing it for 9 years before I decided to teach it sort of in the big time. Because, you know, it took me 9 years to be confident that I had something that people could duplicate. you know, I didn't want to teach a system that was a function of luck, you know, being in the right place at the right time. That doesn't do anybody any good. I wanted to come up with something that was systematic, that people could apply one step after another, and if they did it right, it would work. And I have to say, Lloyd was one of my early students of the system, because we started in 2002 and he came in 2003, and it was very inspiring to me as a teacher to see how far somebody could take it who had this kind of mindset. And you know, the mindset is within everybody's power. You know, you may not have any money right now. You may be even suffering from ill health or something that's holding you back physically. You may have just been, gone through some huge loss. I mean, all these things are out there. I don't know what your circumstances are, but the thing that you have absolute control over is your mindset and what you do every day when you wake up and how you approach your day. And if I give everybody any advice, and I bet Lloyd will agree with this, is every field has its fundamentals. You know, whether it's marketing or internet or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or baseball or basketball or whatever it is. There's usually a handful of principles that are the most important to master. And for some reason, the average person gets all caught up in the glamour of, whatever is new today. And that is just the wrong way to go. The way to go is take your time to figure out what is the basics here, what's the absolute fundamental thing that I have to get right to make it work, and then make sure you build that foundation as deep as you possibly can. And as Lloyd points out, because he is the master of execution, do it as fast as you can. There's no virtue in building your foundation over 20 years. You know, if you can build it in 3, or if you can build it in 1, or if you can build it in 6 months, it sounds like, Lloyd, you found that as long as the thing's done right, this doesn't matter how fast it's done. I mean, there's no virtue in, taking forever to get these things accomplished.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that it doesn't matter. But like I said, I want to add on what you're saying. I don't care what a person's situation is. My situation was I had a martial arts school, and it wasn't doing that great. And once I learned the internet, I went to your event and learned the internet marketing skills. I went from never making one single penny. I didn't have any friends in the internet market where I didn't know anybody. I came there by myself. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to go travel somewhere and go somewhere alone. Like, I went by myself because I was hungry. Like, I wanted to make a change in my life. I wanted to make a change in my income. I wanted to make a change in, the thing that I was doing. I was trying to build, follow what people were saying about build multiple streams of income. And internet marketing is a great secondary or primary income stream. It's, you teach people how to do real things online, and if somebody's sitting there like, oh, I'm not sure if this is the one, like, this is the one, like, there is no other, I mean, there are a lot of other events, but, like, as far as finding an event that you can trust, that's the most thing, like I say again, there are a lot of scams. When it comes to Kim McCarthy, like, you are, like, the godfather of internet marketing, the godfather of these events, and, like, the system seminar has always had the highest standard of integrity there is. I remember one time, a new speaker was coming, you had met, and you always do your research and so forth, and no matter what they say, you always did your research and due diligence, and if they weren't the real deal, they wouldn't be talking at the system seminar. People had to go through years and years of research, and before they even got to be on a stage at a system seminar. The last few years has just been miserable to me because I haven't been able to make the event, and I'm still looking at my dates for this time. I hope I don't have to miss this one. But like I said, no matter what a person's excuse or reason or hesitation is, you got to put that to the side, because since this is your last event, like, this is your last opportunity ever in your entire life to be able to attend a system seminar. And, I would never miss this opportunity if I was anyone, listening to this call.
And one of your colleagues and friends, Greg Davis, is going to be one of our faculty members, and we're looking forward to having him. I know you've mentored him, and he's come to some of our events and worked with our other colleague, Perry Marshall, and, has turned into a real superstar. I mean, every time I turn around, he's advanced his game another 10 yards. It's incredible. We're also going to have arguably the top SEO guy in the world, certainly one of the top SEO guys, Mike Marshall. He's the guy that IBM and AOL and 1-800-Flowers and the U.S. Patent Office goes to when they want search engine advice. You're not going to find him into the seminars because he's too busy. He doesn't deal with them. But he's going to be at ours. We're going to have a guy named David Antley, who was with GoTo, and GoTo is the forerunner of Overture, which was the forerunner of all this pay-per-click stuff, including AdWords. And he has made a massive breakthrough in the management of large-scale AdWords campaigns. So if you've got an AdWords budget of $5,000 a month or more in a particular area, he can take that and take it off your hands and make it make a lot more money for you. And we've had a lot of our customers do that, and he's going to explain how he does that. We're going to have Glenn Livingston, who's probably the master of finding and developing online niches. Again, he's going to be his last talk ever at a system seminar. We're going to get Josh Aston. Josh is responsible for lead generation for the company that he's with, and they have 700 employees, and he's the guy that has to keep the pipeline full every day. And he is just a master, not only of lead generation, but also getting the most money from a lead and conversion. And then we're having two superstars, I mean, just top of the line guys from the direct mail world. They're both doing internet marketing now, but they cut their teeth in direct mail. They're both 30-plus year veterans in direct mail. Each one of them is individually responsible for billions of physical mailing pieces sent. One of them is Michael Fishman, who's probably the top health marketer in America. And then the other one is Brian Kurtz, who is the right-hand man to Marty Edelson at Boardroom, which is probably one of the biggest direct marketing success stories in history. It started on a kitchen table, and some years it generates $100 million a year or more in revenue. So this is our last seminar, and it's going to be our best seminar. And if you're a beginner and you're looking to figure out what this industry is about, this is a great way to see what's real. If you're intermediate, this is a great way to step up your game. If you're at a high level, you're going to get at least 100 to 1,000 times your money back on the 2 days, because you're going to meet people and you're going to be exposed to concepts that you're going to be able to plug into your business and for really dramatic results. So almost whatever level you're at. But it all boils down, this is why I wanted to have Lloyd on this call, it all boils down to you. You know, we provide the fuel, you've got to provide the engine. And, in this pretty short call, I think Lloyd has pretty much laid out how simple it is. Not necessarily easy, but it's a simple process. Every day, start with a clean slate. Your goal is to move the ball forward down the field. You know, maybe it will only be 1% today. That's fine, but make sure it's going forward. And if you get a chance, obviously, for a bigger grab, go for it. But that's why Lloyd's been as successful as he has, as he's been. It's a collaborative thing. We provide the fuel. He provided the engine. So, Lloyd, I want to really thank you for taking the time. I know you got a lot going on, but I wanted to, have you share your personal experience with us and the fact that you started in internet marketing with us, and we gave you that foundation, and you took it and ran with it and have made some really fantastic gains, which are only just beginning. I know you've got a lot more to go.
Well, definitely a lot more to go. No matter what I've done, no matter where I've gone, and what type of new businesses I've launched, it all comes back to the core principles that that you taught us, and we built upon that. And I have to say, like I always talk, it's a lifestyle business. This is probably like one of the best businesses there is, because we were in the UK and we've been, Brazil. No matter where we are, you can do the business anywhere. You don't have to have a computer. You can go to pop into an internet cafe. Once you have your stuff set up, just check on the orders and make sure things are going right. You have affiliates. No matter what aspect you're interested in getting into, internet marketing is, I feel is the greatest business on earth.
I got to tell you a quick funny story. I was in Manchester, and Lloyd was a trainer for the guy who was in the title bout. Big deal. 14,000, 15,000 people in the audience, major deal. And he had a little break, and he was on his laptop working his Facebook campaign. I thought that was a real demonstration of how flexible this business is. So while he was doing one big project, he was able to keep another project moving forward. So, guys, we're going to be in New York City this year, first time. Actually, Jersey City, right across from Manhattan. Best place to fly in is Newark Airport. If you know your way around New York City, you can fly in anywhere you want. But if you're coming from first time, definitely come into Newark Airport. We are at the Westin, Jersey City. Beautiful hotel right on the river. You're about 15 minutes away from Manhattan by train for people that want to enjoy the city. Seminar goes from April 15th through April 17th, which is pretty darn soon. Again, you know, it's hard for me to blow my own horn, but you're not going to see stuff like this again when we start doing it. It just doesn't exist. There are good trainings out there. Obviously, there are some people that put together some good stuff, but we just have the momentum behind us. And I think this year with our SEO and our pay-per-click and our lead generation stuff and the guys we're bringing from the direct mail industry, I don't think this is going to be easy for anybody to ever duplicate. And again, we're not doing it again. So April 15th through 17th, go to thesystemseminar.com and see you in New York City. Lloyd, thanks a lot. Keep in touch. Let us know what you're up to. You've always got something fascinating going on, and appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much, Ken. I hope to see everybody there if I'm able to make it.
I hope so. Good luck.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.